ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Three capital points of view. We come to Brussels, the capital of NATO and the European Union. The meeting at the end of June is an opportunity for NATO to begin to define its map for the rest of the 21st century. Professor, I'm most interested because a repeat of the 20th century is not welcome. The question here is, how does NATO regard this Russian aggressor? Is it the same as the Soviets? Because there was a moment early in the Cold War, 1950, a man by the name of Paul Nitzer was the author of National Security Council Document 68, and it transformed the contest not in terms of George Kennan's containment, but into good versus evil, because Stalin means to take over the world, including New Jersey, or something fantastic. And therefore, everything must be fought over, whether it's sub-Saharan Africa or Southeast Asia or elements in Mexico City. Everything must be fought, and that became the Cold War. Is that where we're going, that wherever Russia is, we'll be anxious and NATO will act? Or are we going to an accommodation that resembles the alliances of the 19th century in Europe with so-called balanced alliances? Is that where we're headed?
Well, I guess I'll start with your second point. No, I don't think we're headed for balanced alliances. But I would also point out that there are now more players, that the Cold War was essentially Russia or the Soviet Union and Western Europe and the United States as the two players. There's no question in my mind that the war part of the Cold War, which of course was never, there was no fighting in Europe, it was only in Asia that we got fighting, was caused by Soviet policies that were at odds with themselves and by our failure to understand them. For one thing, I think that Stalin was most concerned. He told Togliatti and the head of the French Communist Party not to worry. They could have seized power in 1945, but just wait. You know, in 10 years, there's going to be a crisis of capitalism, and it's all going to fall down. So the result was that Stalin did not. He went to exactly the lines that had been agreed, and we had a kind of odd situation with having Berlin inside of East Germany, yet divided in half and so forth. What caused trouble was that although Stalin did that because he thought Europe would take care of itself, and he certainly didn't want to get involved in a war and even more of Europe than he had already been involved in. At the same time, the Soviet Union was pursuing a successful strategy taking over or getting their people, as they thought, in charge in China. And in training the insurgents in places like Vietnam and other countries that were once very much in our headlines. Remember that there are at least two universities in Moscow, one the Sun Yat-sen University, later the University of the Toilers of the East. There was a Lenin University or a college in Leningrad and so forth. One of the things the Russians did was train well large numbers of communist cadres. So Russia was also reaching for a kind of world power at the same time, or the Soviets were reaching for world power at the same time that they were trying to keep some sort of a peace in the West. Now, I think the situation we're in now is that Putin doesn't really know what he wants, except that he wants, as de Gaulle always wanted France to be great, has to have the grandeur. Putin is now sort of looking around to see how he could improve his empire, and there are various maps circulating of unknown source that sort of show how Russia should look if she had her proper boundaries. So there's really a lot at stake here. If at this meeting the NATO should decide to withdraw from Ukraine and let the Russians have it, or to slice Ukraine up in such a way that Russia ends up with more than she has ever had before, then we're going to have to relearn the lesson of Munich, which is you cannot give aggressors what they want unless you want to encourage them to aggress more. Rather, you have to stop them. And I think that at this NATO meeting, although people will say, how did we ever get into this mess, there will be a sense that we can't give up now. And that will mean then that Ukraine will prevail, and then we have to plan a new NATO. And we already see this coming into shape, although I'm not sure everybody has put in the connections, but I would note that India is now part of the Quad, so-called, in East Asia. India is an absolutely critical power. Japan is now going all out to become a great military power, struggling with the constitutional provisions that we placed on them against being aggressive. But I'll tell you, if the Japanese think something has to be done, it has to be done. They will do it. If they have to go nuclear, they will. And I think that what this meeting in June has to consider is, as I've said before, what is going to be the shape of post-Ukraine, not Europe, not NATO, but Eurasia, because Eurasia is going to be the theater in which the conflicts are going to be played out. I mentioned the problems in Tajikistan. These are very serious. They have very wide, major implications. But they're, by no stretch of the imagination, is Tajikistan part of Europe. Likewise, conflict, between China and Japan is, and the United States, perhaps, is likely. But by no stretch of the imagination is Japan part of NATO or Europe, although Japan is regularly considered to be part of the West. Well, what we have to do is really open up our eyes, open up our geographical vision, and try to think how we put these various pieces together into a single, robust security system based on common values, and unlike NATO, armed well enough to scare any aggressor off. I think a final remark I would make is that obviously we are not deterring. The Russians are not scared of us. They saw in 2014 that we did nothing when they took Ukraine. That was a signal. That's what led to us going on now. Likewise, in East Asia, in 1995, they took a little coral island called Mischief Reef, and the Chinese did, and put a military base on it. Now we have a very, very volatile situation in East Asia. All of this can be dealt with, but we have to have the alliance structures, we have to have the trust, we have to have the chains of command, we have to have the interoperability, we have to have the will to understand that an aggressor, we should have learned at Munich, cannot be rewarded, and we have to have the ammunition and the intestinal fortitude to do what has to be done.
Professor H.J. Machender, International Relations, Three Capitals, Three Points of View, Ukraine Conflict. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.